It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to be learning about support with Pencil versus Pen by Anna Lee D.
My name is Anna Lee and I'm 10 years old and I live in Mount Lebanon. My story is Pencil versus Pen. Hi, I'm a pencil and it's cool being a pencil, but there are doubts, like being sharpened or yelled at because you're too hard to use, and then being thrown away. Do you know what a pencil's dream is? It is to be a pen, because then you never have to be sharpened or yelled at because you're too hard to use. Hi, I'm a pen, and being a pen is great, but we are used all the time, and then our ink runs out, and then you will throw me away. So a pen's dream is to be a pencil. So then my ink will never run out. So the pens and pencils talked. They found out they both have problems, and so they all worked together and agreed that they would all move to Pennsylvania. Welcome to Pennsylvania. The end. Author's note. Hello, I hope you like my book because I think it's pretty funny. I don't think I am the best drawer, but I still hope you like my book. We probably all sharpen pencils or throw away a pen, but I thought it would be cool if they came to life. Well, thank you for reading my book. Hope you enjoyed it.
My story today is about a pencil who didn't know what to do. His days seemed gray for fears of getting dull, and then they throw him away. How he longed to be a pen, not to be sharpened again. Maybe he could swap, but when? Just then, along came a pen whose ink could soon run dry. Pencil versus pen. All their problems turned them into quick allies. They decided they should help each other out and move away without a doubt. To Pennsylvania.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. All of the boys at were preparing to ask someone to the dance. Logan and Tim already asked their dates. But Josh had not asked anyone yet. There was a girl with hair that Josh wanted to ask, but every time he got close to asking her, he would and run away. The dance was only days away, and he needed to act fast. He wore his favorite and tied his shoes extra tight before out the door that morning. It was, and he was ready to walk up to and ask her to the dance. Before he could, though, Josh got so nervous he, Logan and Tim ran to his rescue. They gave him and some words of encouragement. With the help of his friends, Josh got back on his feet and went to ask the girl of his dreams to the dance. That night, all three boys danced the night away and had a time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writerscontest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.